All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into maximizing your business potential.
We're dissecting the best strategies from this book.
And figuring out how they work for you. Not just theory.
Practical application.
Exactly. No more business books gathering dust. This is about action. And this book, it jumps right in, doesn't it?
Straight to the foundation.
Understanding your market, setting clear goals. It's like, okay, before you even think about building a house,
you better make sure the ground is solid.
Exactly. Imagine your dream business, right? What's the foundation? Who are you serving?
And that's where so many businesses go wrong. They assume they know their market.
They skip the research.
Don't listen to their customers.
It's like setting sail without a map or a destination even.
And that's where setting clear goals comes in. The book's all over the SMART method.
We've heard it a million times. Specific, measurable, all that jazz.
But it's not just about the acronym. It's about turning vague ideas into concrete steps. The book had a great example. Like, instead of just increase sales, a SMART goal is increase sales by 15% in the next quarter by launching a targeted social media campaign.
See, that's the difference. Okay, I'm fired up. Now let's talk tools, because this book is big on leveraging technology.
And not just any technology, the right technology. It can feel overwhelming.
Yeah, totally, but they break it down. Like CRM systems,
right.
Customer relationship management. Sounds complicated.
It's like having a superpower for understanding your customers, who they are, what they want, how to reach them.
Data is king, right?
Absolutely. And the book emphasizes data analysis, taking all that information you're gathering and turning it into insights.
Working smarter, not harder. Okay, I love it. And speaking of working smarter, let's talk building a strong team. This book is all about surrounding yourself with rock stars.
People who share your vision.
Who challenge you, inspire you. And it's not just about finding them. It's about investing in their growth.
Training, mentorship, creating a culture of learning. Because when your team grows, your business grows.
Preach. Okay, now, I know this part isn't as sexy, but we got to talk financial management.
The not so fun, but essential stuff.
Yeah, we can't ignore it. The book had some good advice on regularly reviewing expenses.
Because it's so easy to let things slide, but that's how you identify areas where you can cut costs, negotiate better deals, and free up more resources to invest back into your business.
Music to my ears. Okay, last but not least, embracing innovation. This is where things get exciting.
Staying ahead of the curve, adapting to new trends.
Being the disruptor, not the disrupted. I love how the book emphasizes creating a culture of innovation.
It's not just about chasing the latest shiny object. It's about fostering creativity at every level of your organization, encouraging experimentation, being open to new ideas.
Yes. And that ties in beautifully with the final point, networking and partnerships.
Building relationships.
Collaboration over competition. Because you can go fast alone, but you can go farther together.
And those connections, whether it's at industry events or online forums, can provide invaluable insights into your market, spark new ideas, even lead to profitable partnerships.
So much gold in that last section. So where does this leave you, dear listener? We covered a ton of ground today, from building a solid foundation,
to embracing innovation,
and forging powerful partnerships.
It all boils down to action.
Don't just listen to this and do nothing. Think about one concrete step, one thing you can do today to put one of these strategies into practice.
Write it down. Make it happen.
And there you have it. Until next time.